Kufaim dalet sif zayin. Im ein lo yayin. V'shoyse mayim osho mashkim. If a person does not have wine and he's drinking water or other liquids, which is very common nowadays, people drink other liquids other than wine in the Suda. Ein levach aleim. Do not make a bracha them in the Suda. Wine you make a bracha because it's choshev. These you don't make a bracha. The chshiva keboy machmas ha-Suda. They're considered part of the main part of the Suda. The fish ain derech lechol beloy shtia. Under normal conditions, a person drinks to wash down the food. So it's serving the meal, and therefore you don't make a bracha. We have yain loy ho yotzah bracha lefonov el bnei shu choshen. Kaveh bracha le'atzma. Wine also would not nitzad esvara need to have a bracha made on it if you're drinking wine in the middle of the Suda, only because it's a choshev thing. It has a special bracha by priya gofen. Therefore, you make a bracha on that. Avel mayim oshar mashkin lechshivi ve'enem tunim bracha. Water or other drinks in the middle of the meal do not need a bracha before them and not after them. Even if it was thirsty before the Suda. Kim shalei ratzel lishtois oz kidei shalei yakizu vafilum hoya tzame koidim asuda. Even though he was thirsty before the Suda, kim shalei ratzel lishtois oz kidei shalei ziku lo yamayim. He didn't want to drink before the Suda so that the wine, so the water, the liquid that he's drinking should not hurt him by drinking before he started eating. He's drinking it because of the Suda. The pas poteres, and therefore the pas patters. Yeah. There's a second opinion. You know, the Rashba, b'shem Raivid. So we do have a second opinion that holds that one should drink and wine in the Suda. It is not considered enough part of the Suda that you would not have to make a bracha on it. So according to this, any drink that you would drink in the Suda, before you start your drinking, you have to make a bracha rishayna. V'yesh machmir moi, levarach aleim b'chol pam, t'stom anim lachu b'chol pam. It's other than to say every time you fill up a new cup, you have to make another bracha rishayna, because in the normal conditions, at least in the place of this rishon, they would drink only one cup. The rights of the stagman as sofek, a person wants to avoid all the svekas, yeshiv koydin netilah b'mokum asuda. Should sit down in the place where he's planned to have the suda before he washes his hands. V'yivorech al das lishtes b'seichel suda. Then he should make a bracha on the wine. Then he should make a bracha on the water or the other drinks that he will drink before the suda. And that will cover everything he drinks in the suda. Yeah. And so that's a chumrah. Now, if he does his chumrah, he should also drink less than a revius. Because if he drinks a revius, then as you have another suffix brachas, and maybe he has to make a bracha achrayna on this liquid before the suda starts. The Ramah says, a minig kisvar rishayna. The minig is like the first shita that holds that liquids are considered subordinate to the suda, you don't have to make a bracha on them. Mr. Bruce says about drinking whiskey and the like in the middle of the suda. So he says there are more achrayim over here that say that you do have to make a bracha on it because you're not drinking it for your thirst or to wash down the food, just some other part as a drink for the pleasure of the drink. But he brings, and the Mogen Avraham says that when you're in the middle of the meal, you do not have to make a bracha because the alcoholic beverages do help the appetite, and therefore it's considered part of the suda. Yeah. So the maisa remains also as suffic brachas, and therefore one should not make a bracha on alcoholic beverages in the middle of the suda unless it's wine. Avraham says someone who drinks coffee at the end of the meal, just to help them digest the food, since it's not part of the meal, it's just serving something after the meal to digest the food, one has to make a bracha. Shabruah says it's also suffic brachas, therefore, if someone drinks coffee at the end of the Suda, he should not make a bracha on it as long as it's before some bosan. Says, if you want to have an eitzah, find something else to make a shakulan, candy, sugar, and you might see the coffee with that.